Whatever we learn from satsang, it should serve two purposes. It should purify our minds, prepare us for moksha. So chitta shuddhi sadhana chatushtaya. And then it should actually culminate in liberation.
Sita Ram 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 Sita Ram
సియావర రామచంద్ర కించన్. Today being the last day of our satsang, I want us to chant the Hanuman Chalisa. Sorry. Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nija Manu Mukura Sudhari Varnaura Kumbara Bimala Jasu జోదాయక బుద్ధిహీన తను జానికే సుమిరో పవన కుమార్ బల బుద్ధి విద్యాది ముని హరవు గలే సదు. భజలు జీ హనుమా, భజలు జీ హనుమా, భజలు జీ హనుమా, భజలు జీ హనుమా, జయ హనుమాన్ జ్ఞాన గుణ సాగ జయ కపి సతి గులోక ఉజాగర్ మన దూత అతులిత బల ధామ అంజని పుత్ర పవన సుత నామ మహావీర విక్రమ బజరంగి కుమతి నివార సుమతి కీర్తి కంచన భరణ విరాజ సుబేస కానన కుండల కుంచిత కేస మాధ వజ్రధ్వజాభిరాజ కాంధి మూజ జనేయు సాజ శంకర సువర్ణ కేసరి నందన తేజ ప్రతాప మహా జగవంత విద్యావాన్ గుణీ అతి చాతుర్ రామ కాజ కరిబే కో ఆతుర్ ప్రభు చరిత్ర సునిబే కో రసియ రామ లఖన సీతా మన బసియ సూక్ష్మరూప ధరి సియనిధి కావ వికట రూప ధరి లంక చడావ భీమ రూప ధరి అసుర సంహారి రామచంద్ర కే కాజ సవారి లాల సజీవన లఖన జియాయి శ్రీ రఘువీర హర శివ లాయి రఘుపతి కీ బహుత బడాయి తుమ మమ ప్రియ భరతహి సమభాయి సహసవదన తుమ రోజస గావి అస కహి శ్రీపతి కంఠ లగావి సనకాదిక బ్రహ్మాది మునీస నారద సారద సహిత అతీస జమ కుబేర దిగ పాల జహాతి కవి కోపిట కహి సకె కహాతి తుమ ఉపకార సుగ్రీవ హి కీహ రామ మిలాయ రాజ తుమ్హరు మంత్ర విభీషణ మాన లంకేశ్వర భై సబ జగ జాన జుగ సహస్ర జో జన పర భాను లీయో తాహి మధుర కల జాను ప్రభు మూర్తికా మిలి ముఖ మాహి జయ ధ్యాంధి గయ అచర జనాహి దుర్గమ కాజ జగత్ కే జేత్ సుగమాను
And in that meeting, we see the relationship that we should have between bhaktas. And not just between bhaktas, but also what kind of relationship and interaction I should have with anyone in this world, with any person, any individual, whether bhakta or atheist or any kind of individual. from different religion, different cultures, etc. But specifically, when we meet bhaktas, what is that activity that we engage in together? It is satsang. When I meet you, our priority is to have satsang, Ramakatha. Because that is what brings joy to our hearts on a daily basis. That is what gives us relief from the fatigue of the world, from the stress and anxiety that we experience. That is what revives us, rejuvenates us, to again go back out into the world and fulfill our everyday duties. And perform those duties in with the Karma Yoga spirit. So having met Vibhishanaji, Vibhishanaji guides Hanumanji to locate Sita Devi, Janaki Devi. This is where she is. So he goes and he sees her. And she is grieving. She's heartbroken because I'm separated from my Lord. In the same way, Dasharatha Maharaj, he also grieved because when Bhagwan went away, because I am separated from my Bhagwan. So Hanumanji is there to bring solace to her heart. And how does he accomplish that? He tells her about the glories of Bhagwan Ramachandra. He knows, he sees her, she's crying, she's desolate, she's depressed. What is that one thing that lifts us? It is that satsang. So he gives her satsang. And it is this satsang that warms her heart towards him. This is how she recognizes that this is Ramadasa. That he actually was sent here by my Bhagawan, by my Lord. Otherwise, she was having interactions with only the Rakshasis and Trijata, who is also Rakshasi, but she was a little different, right? Being the daughter of Vibhishanaji. So he delivers the Mudrika, he delivers Bhagawan's message that I'm coming, you don't need to worry. And then he says, you know, mother, now I have more work to do, but I'm hungry. I traveled so long, such an arduous journey. Let me please eat. So she says, sure, this garden is there, you feast. So he does. And of course, he is there, not just to feast, but he is using all of these different things as tactics to get to Ravana. Right? So he doesn't just eat, but he starts to destroy the Vatika also to attract attention so that he can be captured and then taken to Ravana. And he allows himself to be captured also. So when Meghnada, he ties him, but when he releases the Brahmastra, Hanumanji, he says to himself that I know this thing can't bind me, but I have to allow it to bind me so that the glory of that Brahmastra is preserved. So he allows it to bind him. And then also he is using that as a strategy to be taken to Ravana. So he goes in the court in order to fulfill his second purpose, which is to deliver Bhagawan's message to Ravana that I'm coming. If you don't release her, I am coming. And if I come, then you better watch out. So how he does this, he says, if my Duta can wreck this havoc on your city, then imagine what I will do, right? So we are after Doha, 20, Champai won. So he's in the court of Ravana, and Ravana now asks Hanumanji 4 questions. Champai won, right?
Kahalam ke sakavan tay ki sa. Kehi ke pal khali pal ki sa. Ki dham shavan sunehi nahi mohi.
Destroyed this garden, this vatika. Do you not know who I am? And why did you destroy the demons? Why did you destroy my mukas? So Hanumanji now gives satsang to Ravana. See, Bhagwan Ramachandra ji handpicks Hanumanji in Kishkindha Kanda. I told before, right? The entire Vanara clan, the entire army was there. But out of all of them, he says, you are going to do my work. Because this Hanumanji is none other than Bhagwan Shiva himself. And Ravana's bhakta, Ishta Devata, sorry, is Bhagwan Shiva. So he says, anybody could get across that message and kill his abhimana, it is you only. And if you can't do it, then nobody could do it. So he sends Hanumanji. You only have to convince him otherwise. Give him satsang. Let him think. So how does Hanumanji give satsang? He describes the glory of Bhagwan first. So he answers the second question first. On whose might did you destroy the Vatika? He says, my Bhagavan is Jagat Karana. From Brahma. Right. He says, my Bhagavan is Jagat Karana. And then he says, Jake Bala Birachi Haridas Hari Isa. That this Dasasisa, he calls 10-headed Ravana. That because of my Bhagwan Ramachandraji, Brahmaji does creation, Bhagwan Vishnu does sustenance, and Bhagwan Shiva does dissolution. This is my Bhagwan, who is Jagat Karana and who gives Brahmaji, Vishnu and Shiva their abilities to do creation, sustenance and dissolution. My Bhagwan is he on whose might Sheshanaga is able to support the entire universe that is made up of all these mountains and forests. It is my Bhagavan who takes avatar to protect the Santa Mahatmas and to destroy all asuras and rakshasas such as yourself. So in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says that yada yada hi dharmasya. I take avatar, I take incarnation to protect my bhaktas and to uphold dharma and to destroy adharma. He is Kodandaram. He is the one who was able to break that bow of Bhagavan, not break, but string the bow of Bhagavan Shiva, and who would have destroyed the Abhimana of so many princes and kings. He is the one who has slain Khara, Dushana, Vali, all of them are known for their immeasurable strength, and my Bhagavan has destroyed them. If he has destroyed them, what to talk of you? He says, you consider yourself to be the lord of the three worlds. You have conquered, right? So you have conquered the three worlds, but why were you able to conquer? It is on his might you were able to do that. It is only possible on his strength. And you went and kidnapped his wife? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? He says, Tasu Dutame in the Doha 21. Tasu Dutame. This is who my master is. I am his servant. I am his delegate. I am his envoy. This is what he is capable of, and I am his servant. So now he answers the second question. The first question. He says, this is who I am. Know me to be his servant. So for the second question he answers first, because my identity is dependent on this question only. First you know my Bhagavan, then you know me to be his servant. Then you know me to be his messenger. I don't have an identity without him. So first you know him, then you know me. And same description he gives to Janaki Devi earlier on. Rama Dutame Matu Janaki. That I am the Duta of Bhagwan Ramachandraji. This is how you know me. This is how you recognize me, identify me. I don't have any other identity other than this. In the same way as sadhakas, as bhaktas, our primary identity should be I am a bhakta, or I am a sadhaka, or I am a jignyasa, I am desirous of knowledge, or I am a mumukshu. This is my primary identity. Then only any other role or responsibility that I perform is from this one only. So as a mumukshu, as a seeker of liberation, if I perform some duty, some karma yoga, bhakti yoga, or jnana yoga, it is for the sake of increasing my qualifications, my sadhana chatushtaya, for the sake of moksha. But this is my primary identity. That anything else that we do is for the sake of gaining liberation. So then, if we are bhakta, then any other relationship that I have should be from that standpoint. So if my parents are there, my parents are Bhagavan personified. If I have a child, then I see that child as Bala Krishna, Bala Rama. So I take care of that baby with that understanding as service to God, right? If I have friend, I see that person as Vibhishana, as a fellow bhakta. So all of our identities, our responsibilities and relationships will be from this standpoint, this primary identity that either I am a bhakta or sadhaka or jignyasa. Right? So then Hanumanji in his response to the third question, Hanumanji tries to kill Ravana's Abhiman. In the third question, he asks, "Do you not know who I am?" Ravana is asking Hanumanji, "Do you not know who I am?" Hanumanji says, "Yes, I know exactly who you are. You were defeated before. This is who you are. You were defeated by Sahasrabahu. You were defeated by Vali. And that same Vali was defeated by my Bhagavan just recently. So if my Bhagavan can defeat Vali and Vali can defeat you, then who are you? You are nobody only." In this way, he's trying to kill the Abhimana of Ravana. But of course, it goes unheard, right? Even Angad, when Angad visits Lanka and he meets Ravana, he also brings up this episode that you were defeated by Sahasrabahu and Vali. So he taunts him of the tales of his defeat only. So then he responds to his fourth question with simple logic. What was his fourth question? Why did you destroy these Bhumans? So Hanumanji responds, he says, "Well, I was hungry, so I went into your garden to eat. But then they started to attack me, so I defended myself, done nothing else here." Right? Then after giving satsang to Ravana, Hanumanji says, "More kahe Janaki dije. You please return Janaki dije. This is what I have come to tell you. Don't worry about the mistakes that you have made. My Bhagavan will forgive you." So he says in the Doha number 22, Pranatapala Raghunayaka Karuna Sindhu Kharari. He says that this Raghunayaka, that Bhagavan Sri Ramachandra Ji, he is Kharari. He is the slayer of Khara. Now, Bhagavan has no reservation in punishment of if you deserve it. So if you keep up, then you will be defeated in the same way. But he is also Pranatapala and Karuna Sindhu. So if you return her, then he will be an ocean of compassion. He will forgive you. Bhagavan is the protector of the downtrodden. So if you surrender there, then Bhagavan will protect you only, instead of punishing, instead of defeating. So he says, Tava aparadha, forget all of your aparadha, forget all of your offenses, because Bhagavan will give shelter if you surrender. Gaye sarana prabhu, you need to surrender to Bhagavan for protection, for this, to receive this compassion. So this is also said in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 9. Bhagavan says that even the worst of sinners, ananya bhak, if you engage in ananya bhakti, exclusive devotion to me, even that person, I will consider him to be a sadhu. Sadhu eva samantavya. I will consider such a person to be a sadhu because he has rightly resolved. He has surrendered to me. He has been worshipping me exclusively. Such a person I will protect. Such a person I will show compassion and forgiveness. And we see this in different cases also, even in Bhagavatam. We see the case of Ajamila, right? Ajamila is he was a bhakta of Bhagavan, and he would worship and pray and things like that. And then he sees something negative, and then he starts to live a negative lifestyle. And he forgets about Bhagavan, he forgets to pray. And for many years, he would have lived like this. So much so that eventually he has a son who is named as Narayana. And having lived in such a, you know, impure lifestyle, now he is on his deathbed. And what he does, he's so afraid of the Yamadutas, the messengers of the Lord of Death. And he calls out, "Hey Narayana," meaning, "Oh my son," he's calling out to his son Narayana. But with so much love and devotion, he calls out to Narayana that his son doesn't come, but Narayana comes. Narayana sends his dutas, and they protect him, they save him, because that Sharanagati eventually was there. Now, the discussion went on. Well, he wasn't calling you, he was calling the son, right? But still, that surrender was there. So he said, "My name has that power." That he didn't mean me, he meant the son, but my name has that power only. So I am coming. You can't touch him. So Ajamila was it. Then, you know, our Mahatma Gandhiji has a beautiful quotation on repentance. He says that a full confession combined with a promise, I'm not doing this word for word, but combined with a promise to never repeat that act. If you confess fully in front of somebody who is spiritually evolved to hear that, then that is repentance. That is the purest type of repentance. A full confession as well as a vow to never repeat that. That is repentance. So our Hinduism allows for the growth of a sadhaka, the growth of a bhakta. Means that in our past, we may have made little mistakes and missteps, right? But when you are on this path of spirituality, when you are seeking this type of evolution, Bhagawan doesn't want us to have that adhyatmika tapa of guilt. He doesn't want us to be held back by the past. He says, "You drop all of that. You give up all of those things. Yes, I agree. You have done. And Papa Palam will come. You can't escape that. But I still don't want you to hold on to those missteps. You give up all of that and you proceed on your spiritual path." And by telling us all of these things, that if you change your life, you are a sadhu. If you worship me, if you surrender to me exclusively, I will have compassion on you. I will save you. I will protect you. You don't worry. You could drop all of those things from your mind and put forth that mental energy, effort, time, everything towards your journey. So even guilt, he doesn't want us to feel. Right? Such is the glory of our Hindu religion. So then in Doha number 23, Hanumanji says, "Mohamula, your pride, your abhimana is mohamula. The root of it is moha, is delusion, is ignorance, agnyanam. It is tama. Tamaha, it is tamas. That agnyanam is tamasik. That abhimana is tamasik. So what should you do? Tyagahu, drop it. Give it up. Renounce it. And bhajahu Rama. Adore Bhagawan. Sing the praises of Bhagawan. Worship Bhagawan. Become a bhakta. Because he is Kripa Sindhu. He is the ocean of compassion." But Ravana, he laughs at Hanumanji's advice. He laughs at the satsang that he was given. And so this shows us a very important point, that in satsang, we learn the art of right thinking, of how I should be, how to refocus the goal of my life, how to know what is the purpose of human being, how to think about our past, present, future actions. In satsang, we learn the art of right thinking in all of these different categories. But the Santa Mahatma, the Guru, could only teach us the way to think. He cannot think for us. So after satsang, we only have to engage in thinking. Responsibility to think on what was said, that onus is on us only. And if we don't do that, then there will be no inner transformation. And this is what Ravana is showing us. He had satsang. He had the opportunity to listen to satsang. Vibhishana also had the opportunity to listen to satsang. Vibhishana took the advice. He thought, he enjoyed, and Ravana did not. No thinking was done. So then we see from the two brothers, this. Both of them are having the opportunity for satsang, but only one of them is engaging in thinking. So if we go to satsang and we don't think, then transformation will not take place. And then what do? Conclude that satsang didn't work, Hinduism didn't work, so I need to go to another part. It's the same for school also. We go to school, and some people study and some people don't study. Whoever study, they pass. You don't study, you fail. But then you can't say that the teacher didn't teach, that school is useless. You can't say that, right? You had a responsibility that was unfulfilled. You can't blame the system. So similarly, in satsang, we think the responsibility is on us to engage in mananam, in reflection, for that transformation, for that evolution to take place. So then Ravana decides to send to return Hanumanji to Bhagavan Ramachandraji, but without his tail. And see how Hanumanji chooses to respond. In any situation, we have two choices to make. First choice is whether I should or should not respond. Right? Because not responding is a choice. Our Puja Gurudev, he says, the highest form of grace is silence. So there are situations in which silence is the better of the two choices. So should I respond or not? And then the second decision we have to make is, how should I respond? In what manner? With what attitude? What should be my mindset when I respond? So then also Puja Gurudev, he has a quote, a statement he made, I think it is in Kindle Life, that we should not react emotionally. We should respond intelligently. We should not react emotionally. We should respond intelligently. So let's see how Hanumanji responds. This is Chapter 2, Vachana Sunata Kapi. Bachana sunata kapi mana musukana bhaye sahaya saradamai jana. Hanumanji, when he hears the words of Ravana, let us burn him his tail and send him off to Bhagwan Ramachandraji. Hanumanji smiles to himself and he says, Sharada Devi has been very kind to me. She has been very helpful to me by giving Ravana this thought that I should burn his tail. Because it is with this that I am going to accomplish Dvarka Bhagavan and show Ravana that if I am capable of doing this, then imagine what my Bhagavan is capable of. So in this way, I am going to deliver the second message of Bhagavan Ramachandraji. It is in this way I am going to accomplish Bhagavan's work. So he allowed himself to be captured. He also allows his tail to be caught on fire. Because we know Hanumanji could have escaped the bonds at any time. Because he's going to escape the bonds now only, right? But he's allowing himself to be burned so that he can destroy tamas. So now here, there is a little bit of symbolism for us. Hanumanji allowing himself to be burned for the sake of fulfilling Bhagavan's work. See, he also is karma yogi. We are also karma yogis. We are doing the seva of Puja Gurudev, of Bhagavan. So, like what we had done for the camp, what was done for the camp. So many sevaks and sevikas, they would have been preparing for months before, serving with time and energy and effort, right? Then that is in the preparation and organization. You have to do advertisement and all of those different things. And then the actual execution of that plan, that also takes time and energy and effort, right? All the ammas who came and they cooked, and people who are coming to clean and take care of the building and property and everything. Are we not working for that? So are we not burning for that? Right? That is our form of burning, to fulfill the Lord's work. Right? Our working diligently, working with seva bhava, that is our allowing ourselves to be burned in order to fulfill Bhagavan's work. Same for the running of the center, right? Somebody has to take care of administration and accounts and organizing the classes and all of those things. Community outreach, so many different aspects and activities are going on in just one little center, right? For the sake of removing tamas from the community. Because who is benefiting? First of all, we are benefiting because we only are doing the karma yoga. Means we gain purity of mind from this karma yoga. And then the children are also benefiting, right? So tamas is being removed from our minds and from their minds also, right? That is our seva, that is our karma yoga, that is fulfilling the work of Bhagavan. And because it is taking time and energy, that is us allowing ourselves to be burned. So Hanumanji allows himself to, his tail to be caught on fire. And then he also understands that this is the swabhava of the Ravana is tamasic, right? He is not trying to serve the sadhus. He is not trying to serve Bhagavan's bhaktas. As tamas, if tamas is pradhanam, is predominant in this Ravana, then this is normal for him. Wanting to hurt somebody and ridicule somebody, this is normal for him because this is his swabhava. This is his nitya. So Hanumanji understands this very well. And so he allows him because that is not his nitya, right? This is not the nitya of Hanumanji to react emotionally. So there is a story with the scorpion and the sadhu, right? I think you all should know that this sadhu and his bhakta and his disciple were walking along the river, and sadhu sees the scorpion drowning. So he goes into the river and he saves him. But in saving him, the scorpion bites him continuously. So the disciple is asking, well, he's biting you. Why are you continue to save him? Why don't you just let him be? He says, well, that is his swabhava, to bite, to sting. My swabhava is to save. So in the same way, Hanumanji understands his swabhava, Ravana's swabhava, is to laugh and ridicule and hurt. But my swabhava is not like that. I am here to do Bhagavan's work. My swabhava is to forgive. So then this Lanka is burnt and Hanumanji returns to Bhagavan Ramachandraji and he is questioned. One is happy with him, is pleased with him, and he asks him, oh Hanumanji, how are you able to accomplish this great task? And Hanumanji responds, free from abhimana, free from pride, free from ego, ahankara. He says, Bhagavan, my nature is to jump from tree to tree. That is my nature. That I was able to accomplish this work is not my glory, it is your mahima. And this is the culmination of the karma yoga. First, when I start to engage in activity, I remember Bhagavan. And when the result comes in the form of glory, that is not my glory. That is not my result. That is the glory of Bhagavan. This is prasada buddhi. Siyavar Ramachandra ke chal, Pavana Sutta Hanuman ke chal, Bolo bhai sab santan ke chal. So we will do the Ramayana Aarti and followed by the closing mantras, and then I will pass you on to Uncle. Is it here? In this one? Is it here in this one? Which page? The very beginning.
Aarti Shri Ramayana Ji Ki Kirati Kalita Lalita Siyapi Ki Gavat Brahmatik Muni Narad Balamik Vijnan Visarad Sukh Sankari Sesh Anusarad Varani Pavana Sutta Kirati Niki Aarti Shri Ramayana Ji Ki Kirati Kalita Lalita Siyapi Ki Gavat Veda Purana Ashtadash Chahu Shastra Sab Granthana Kuras Muni Janatana Santana Ko Sarvas Saram Sasammat Sabahiti Aarti Shri Ramayana Ji Ki Kirati Kalita Lalita Siyapi Ki Gavat Santat Sambhu Bhavani Arughat Sambhava Muni Vijnani Vyasa Adi Kavi Barjava Khani Kaka Bhushundi Garuda Kiri Ki Aarti Shri Ramayana Ji Ki Kirati Kalita Lalita Siyapi Ki Kalimala Hari
So we engage in our closing mantra. We thank Bhagavan for the opportunity to engage in satsang, to learn from the pages of Sri Ramachandra Manasa, to learn from the exploits of Hanumanji. We ask Bhagavan for all his love, all his compassion, all his blessings and grace, so that our path, our journey to moksha remains obstacle-free. If obstacles are there, then please allow us to learn lessons from it. Please allow us to drop abhimana. Please allow us to develop vairagya from those lessons. Please, you allow us to develop chitta shuddhi, purity of mind. We also ask Bhagavan that whatever mistakes that we have made knowingly or unknowingly, you please forgive us.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Siyavara Ramachandra Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Kanhaiya Lal Ki Jai. Pavana Sudha Hanuman Ki Jai. Om Har Har Namah Parvati Pataye. Har Har Mahadev. Shri Satgurunath Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hari. So I pass you on to Ankur.